T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's another Tyler's World Podtastic Friends podcast with Michael and Melissa from Podtastic Friends. Hello, you guys.
What's Hi, up? Tyler.
How y'all doing today?
Fantastic.
Podtastic. That's the word of the day today. Now, it's been a minute since we talked last week. We talked about some of the dogs that you guys have in rescue. We've got a lot of them in boarding, and we'll talk about that in a minute. What is our current update with a number of dogs that have been adopted through Podtastic Friends and your scholarship training program?
We are going to be announcing tonight on our Facebook page number 213. Yes.
Right.
We're very proud that number keeps climbing. Thanks to everybody out there that shares those videos on Facebook. Melissa does those updates of the training videos. So everybody that sponsors the dogs, when you share those videos, you're giving these dogs opportunities to get adopted. And that's how most of the adoptions happen. People see the videos. They contact us. They adopt them, and it's happily ever after. No more boarding life.
No more boarding life. Just as an idea, though, bro, like when we talk about dogs in boarding, how big are these areas where the dogs are being kept 24 hours a day with, you know, the exception of maybe like the occasional outside play and, of course, you know, the Podtastic Friends scholarship training where they actually go and swim and do all sorts of different agility things. How long are they, or how big are these cubicles?
So imagine your powder room bathroom. You know how small that is? Basically, you have your toilet, your sink, and maybe a shower or bathtub.
Yep.
That's what they're living in 24/7.
Wow. And we're talking about like big dogs that like need exercise.
Big dogs. Some of the dogs are 70 pounds, 80 pounds, bigger, you know. But I mean, that's why this program is so important, because the Enrichment Training Scholarship Program helps get them out of their kennels, gets them to go to swim class with Kathy Carr at Canine Body Works and Aquatics. Gets them to go to enrichment training, do agility, just spend time out of their kennels. And it's so joyful to see the happiness on the dogs. You guys all see it on the videos on our Facebook page.
And I also think that boarding is almost like shelter life. It's kennel life. So I think that that's a temporary situation that should be a transition from when a dog comes into rescue until they go into their forever home. However, Tyler, the sad story is that a lot of these dogs are living there for long periods of time.
What's the example, like, you know, what is your longest term dog that's currently living in boarding right now?
Well, Daisy has been in actual rescue and in boarding for a little over 5 years.
5 years. That's half of a dog's lifetime living in boarding, in a cage, only getting out for agility training for a couple hours a day at the most. And maybe like, what is it, like once or twice a week maybe, or not even that?
It's once a week.
It's once a week.
That's why we started the Boarding Buddies program as well, because Boarding Buddies helps the dogs get walks, you know, consistently. You know, we go on Tuesdays. However, there's volunteer opportunities where once people are basically educated on how the walking system goes and they understand, and then they can go on days. They could take a dog on a field trip. They can take a dog for a walk. And just that short amount of time gets the dog some freedom from their kennel and gives them a whole new outlook and renews their spirit.
Right, because, I mean, you know, if you were, like, living, like, in a small little powder room, we will call it, and that's being nice.
That's being nice.
That's being really nice, right? Like, so you would totally appreciate that, you know, 1 or 2 hour break from that small area. And I always, like, equivalate it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of think of dogs, when they're living in boarding on a permanent basis, it's really no better than being in the shelter.
Correct.
With the exception of getting out and getting that agility training that, you know, your donators, is that really a word?
Donors, sponsors,
whatever. You know, thank God for all the sponsors and the people that donate and actually show up every single week, week in, week out to, you know, like I think of your friend, like Terrific Tom, you know, Tom is a great example. Dude shows up with hamburgers for the dogs. He takes them out on all sorts of different field trips. And I mean, I think that's amazing stuff. If you wanted to get involved in that, How could we get in touch with you guys to set up, like, maybe taking a dog on a field trip? What would we have to do to, like, sort of make that happen?
So you can go on the Pawtastic Friends website. It's pawtasticfriends.com. You can choose any of the dogs that are pretty much on the site. And what we'll do is we'll contact our partners in the rescue, and we can set up where you can meet the dog and take him for a field trip. And it helps him get out of boarding. Some people take the dogs to the park, like Ann Cassano. She's an amazing volunteer with a heart of gold. She takes Sasha to the park. Well, now Sasha's actually in a foster home, so Ann's going to have to find a new pup to take to the park, which will be fantastic. Some dogs get to go on hikes to Red Rock or just for a car ride.
Karen takes them to Lazy Dog.
Yeah, exactly.
For a little treat.
Yeah. Now, what is Lazy Dog?
A Lazy Dog restaurant where they get their little.
Oh, I know what that is. I might have been there before.
Yeah.
They get to actually eat in the restaurant with you, which is so super cool. Uh-huh. Now, you guys do a lot of events around Las Vegas. Like, you had an event earlier this year, actually, over at, what was the name of that salon?
En Vogue Salon.
You guys did like this huge carnival thing, man. I'm talking like water tanks. There were psychics. There was Elvis Presley. There was Pawtastic Friends. Some of the different rescue dogs. Me and my friend Cheryl went. You guys put on some really great events. What do you guys have coming up, Michael?
So what we do have coming up, guys, it's an event that nobody else has done that we've seen here in Las Vegas. We're going to do a 50s sock hop.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Walk around the clock.
What we want the ladies to do is come in their poodle skirts, the guys in their Letterman sweaters or their leather jackets.
Okay.
And we're going to be holding this at Nostalgia Street Rods in their museum.
Oh, that would be fun.
It's going to be absolutely amazing. So what we're looking for in order to throw this event and make it a huge success and help fund the training is sponsors. So if you guys out there have a business and you want to give back and help homeless pups, please send us a email at info@pawtasticfriends.com. We have all sponsorship levels to make this event happen, help raise funds. Right now, we're currently spending about $5,500 a month on training. So the money goes really quick. You know, Melissa doesn't like seeing these dogs staying in the kennels. So a lot of these dogs don't have sponsorships. So what we do is we take it out of our general fund, which these events, all that money goes to our general fund.
Okay. So to donate, maybe you want to sponsor an event or whatever, you can head over to Pawtastic Friends, www.pawtastic, PAWTASTIC, Friends, FRIENDS.com. Do you guys have a phone number where we could reach out to you quicker?
We do. They can contact me directly at 702-580-7066. The best part, too, is when they sponsor events like this, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It's a tax write-off for the business. They're giving back to the community. They're helping homeless animals, and everybody wins.
And these dogs, and the great thing about Pawtastic Friends is the money actually stays right here in the valley. So you're helping local dogs that actually may or may not have had a chance. And the greatest thing that I wanted to say about your agility training is, you know, like, I've been working with you guys a couple of months and I've seen the difference in some of the dogs and, like, you know, Mr. Bones, who actually just got adopted not too long ago. You know, I love Doberman
Mr.
dogs.
Bones. Yeah.
And Mr. Bones actually got adopted. But, you know, I met your trainer who had spent countless hours working with Mr. Bones. Understand that, like, getting Mr. Bones to a place where he was actually adoptable and, you know, was in a place to actually become a good member of somebody's family wouldn't have been possible without some of that agility training. And, of course, the agility training is not for free. So, again, like, we humbly ask, you know, like, it doesn't matter if it's 50 cents, a dollar, if you can afford 20, 50, 100, whatever you can donate, totally cool with me. But I would just love to see, like, more shares online. Like, if you could share this podcast to maybe somebody that could help, or even the pictures, because I kind of think that every time this gets shared online, it gives another person an opportunity to help.
And that's when we started first doing the videos. Melissa always said, every share is an opportunity. Every share is an opportunity. Facebook, to hit the share button, guys, it's free. And we did a video of, which dog was it that we did a video of?
It's some, Slick.
Slick. We were walking Slick during our boarding buddies. We did a video, posted it that day. A gentleman, while we were still out at boarding buddies, sent us a message. The next day, he met Slick, and he's Slick's new dad.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I love those kind of stories. It makes me so happy to hear.
And two, Tyler, one quick thing is, like, with Mr. Bones. You know, Mr. Bones, he really needed to build confidence and build trust. And thanks to Keith, he was able to reach his opportunities and reach his accomplishments. And that helped him get the home. However, with Bones, because he needed some extra help, he was going twice a week.
Right.
So with when they don't have sponsorship and they don't have money, we're pulling from general funds, and I'd like them all to go twice a week.
Sure, sure.
But we need sponsors.
And a little bit on how it works is when people go on the PawtaskerFriends.com website, they sponsor a dog. It's $25 for an hour of training. That $25 goes directly to the trainer. Thankfully, our trainers are all professional trainers. They only charge us $25.
That's so cool.
Comes in, goes out, comes in, goes out. You know, for the Canine Bodywork and Aquatic with Kathy Carr, she charges a discounted rate of $30. Money comes in, goes out. Money comes in, goes out. But it's changing lives. 212 dogs, and we're going to be announcing 213 today. We just started this at the end of 2016.
Yep. Right. That's a lot of dogs. That's a lot of donations that are needed to actually get these dogs out of boarding and into the agility training so that they can find their forever homes. Because, again, like you said, it builds confidence. It builds trust. It's just good mental stimulation for these dogs. And whatever you can donate, we would totally appreciate. Hit the link down below this little podcast, PawtasticFriends.com. It's a 501c3 organization, and all your money is tax deductible. So anything that you donate, you can write off on your taxes and feel good knowing that you've helped out some dogs here in Las Vegas. On behalf of Pawtastic Friends and 98.5 KLUC, Michael, we thank you for coming in. Melissa, we appreciate your tireless work. And please give us a like or a share. Costs nothing.
Thank you, Tyler.
Tyler.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.